So without getting too far off, because I know there's a really interesting twist to this case, before we even get to that, since you kind of walked through this scenario in terms of initial presentation, you mentioned this is a couple years ago. Well, that's before the Pacific trial that just came out at the ESMO meeting. So nowadays, I guess my question would be, if you were to see her again, do you think you would use durvalumab as sort of a consolidation after, well, she got just the radiation therapy? Would you have used it in a patient like this? And what would you have done during that year of therapy if she developed this pneumonitis scenario?
Yeah. No, it's a great question. And because the Pacific data was just presented, I have started one patient on adjuvant durvalumab, but I haven't yet, knock on wood, found myself in a situation with pneumonitis. In the study, the Pacific study, where half of the patients who were treated with definitive chemo-rads got a year of adjuvant durvalumab and half of them got placebo, they really didn't see a difference in the incidence of pneumonitis. It was low, about 2% in each arm. And that was a happy surprise, at least to me, because I thought that the pneumonitis might be more severe in the immune therapy arm, especially after just recent radiation. The one patient that I have started on durvalumab, I did a chest CT before we started to make sure that, A, their cancer had responded and wasn't progressing through the chemo radiation, and B, there was no evidence of pneumonitis. But it's a little early. You know, radiation pneumonitis sometimes doesn't manifest for several months.
Well, that was what I was trying to figure out. And your case is, this is a perfect example. Again, so I'm assuming that if she were to present today, well, I mean, she didn't have a typical chemo radiation, but would you have attempted to use durvalumab?
I would. I mean, especially if she had had a typical chemo radiation, you know, maybe because of her severe paclitaxel reaction and her aversion to chemo right at that moment. In her, I probably wouldn't have. But I think for your standard unresectable stage 3 patient who completes chemo radiation, that is at least my new standard of care.
So my question is, okay, so you get out the 3 or 6 months, you do this imaging,
yeah.
You see typical radiation pneumonitis, the patient's not symptomatic. Are you going to keep the durvalumab going?
I probably wouldn't. The pneumonitis on scans would probably scare me away from continuing the durvalumab.
Anyhow, I think it's a new world out there. That year of, you know, sort of adjuvant therapy is going to be interesting.
It is.